Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. He's helping us celebrate our 22nd anniversary, and he has been with us every month now for about 15 years. He's the author of a bunch of books, including Five Regions of the Future, The Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. That's my favorite. He's our good friend Gerald. Thanks again for being here. Gerald, wood products, cellulose, is really a lot of great things are really happening it's happening in the construction industry and a lot, bunch of other things. People are learning new ways to do things with wood fiber, and you got a report on that, don't you?
Yep. And what's interesting, Jim, if you think about wood, it's probably one of our oldest materials that we ever worked with.
Yep.
You know, clay and wood. And so we reach back all the way to the beginnings of our technology, and all of a sudden we reach forward into the 21st century and discover that wood has a component in it that if properly, stripped down, because you have to peel a lot of the other stuff
right.
off to
right.
get to these, you get to what are called cellulosic nanofibers. Now, carbon fiber, many of us know what that is now and know that
yep.
it's extremely strong. But it's difficult to manufacture. We're still working on the manufacturing process.
Mm-hmm.
The Japanese have taken a process and taken wood and, as I said, stripped off a lot of this excess stuff in wood and come up with a cellulosic wood nanofiber, which is like carbon fibers. It is carbon,
hmm.
you know, 'cause it's a tree.
Yeah. Right. It's living.
Which is one-fifth the weight of steel, but five times the strength. Now, just think about
that.
20% of the weight... 500 times stronger. So all of a sudden we have a miracle material, a material that is...
Mm-hmm. And they're building a car with it, aren't they?
Well, this is what the Japanese are doing right now. They're doing the research to say, how much could you use in a car? And the first one I wasn't that impressed with, but, you know, they all start easy. They were able to reduce the weight of a car by 10%
mm-hmm.
using carbon nanofibers. But my bet is that that's not all fenders and all frame and all
mm-hmm.
you know, all the parts that could have. But what it does, it gives us a reproducible, sustainable source of very strong materials, which then can be even injection molded, they believe. But for sure used, as you said.
But what about protection? What about strength against and something? You know, that's the knock with, you know, they've been making Corvettes out of fiberglass for 55 years.
Yep.
So what about that, you know?
The article that I read doesn't talk about whether they've done crash tests on it.
That's an issue, though, because insurance would be an issue, I would think, too. So there are some challenges. Let me throw one thing out here in support of this idea. There are things going on in the construction industry right now with the same kind of process you're talking about. Remember
yep.
particle board? Remember fiber board we used to see? And,
yep.
and when it got wet, it just came apart? Well, they're
yep.
creating something called MDF now, and it's micro-density, I think. Medium-density fiber board is what's called MDF, and they're making increasingly improved versions of that, so much so that 20 years ago, if you were building a new house, you'd put down a half-inch layer of fiberboard. On top of that, you'd put 3/4-inch plywood.
Yep.
Now, there's a special MDF, not unlike the kind of a more rudimentary process than this car you're talking about, the Japanese are doing, that you just put 1 3/4-inch layer of that down. That's your entire subfloor.
Wow.
And it's stronger, apparently, than the other two combined.
Well, this is a good example of kind of the mid-range change and the max change. Think
yes.
about if
mm-hmm.
they take it all the way to the nanofibers and do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
How strong is that? See, but my bet is, you're asking about the crash test. My guess is it's going to pass with flying colors.
Yeah. Well, the other thing to remember
many, many, many
is
small particles.
Is this cellulose, doesn't have to come from trees. It could be renewable from an annual product, couldn't it?
It would be interesting to see how many sources, because, for instance, how about fast-growing weeds?
That's what I'm talking about, like things like what do they call it, wiregrass, things like that.
Yes.
So, let's move over quickly and talk about the sunflower thing. Artificial sunflowers to capture sun rays and solar energy?
And they're only 1 millimeter tall.
What?
What has been, they're almost, by the way, perfect for 3D printing, by the way. That's what's really cool about them.
Wow.
What it is the solar chip sitting on top of a stalk, and the stalk is bendable based on heat.
Huh.
And so they basically let the sun heat it. It bends the stalk so that the solar cell points exactly at
the sun. Just like a flower.
Just like a sunflower, and it tracks it through the whole day without any...
Wow.
Mechanical parts. It has moving parts because that stem is bending forward and back and tracking. But the deal is here, because it's 1 millimeter in size, it sounds to me like a perfect thing to be manufactured with 3D printing.
Yeah.
And if you can do that, you can do a rooftop of these. And why that is important is because they found out when you have them tracking the sun all day long, they are 400% more efficient in terms
wow.
of gathering energy. That changes everything.
This changes. The implications go 10, 12, 20 deep, don't they?
Oh, this is a big deal, because think of all the rooftops of the world.
Yeah.
Turning the heat energy into electricity.
How about your all the shingles on your roof become essentially made of that? And
absolutely.
And then plugged right into your panel in the electrical panel. Hey, hold on to that thought, Joel. Folks, this is amazing. Joel always brings us great stuff. We come back, we're going to talk about plastics. Yeah, you know, remember the in the graduate plastics, Benjamin, plastics.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.